What I want you to take away today is our encounter with Jesus doesn't have to be a one-off thing. God doesn't do, doesn't want to do long-term relationships, long-distance relationships. He wants us to be fellowship with him every day and enjoying the benefit. Sometimes we can, if you're a Christian, you can remember the day you first became a Christian. Hands up if you're a Christian, you can remember that day when you became a Christian. Can you remember the third day and the fourth day and the fifth day and the sixth day after that? Hopefully they're just as memorable as that first day. Because I don't believe our relationship with Jesus is this amazing high that sort of just gradually just becomes the norm. He wants us to enjoy in the benefit of his relationship every day. Every day. And last week we talked about God doing the miraculous healings in his name, didn't we? Children, remind me, what miracles did God do? What did we talk about last week? Yes, Caleb. Turning water into wine. An amazing encounter. Any more? Isabel? Feeding the 5,000. Amazing. Asher? Sorry? He did what? He helped the paralytic man. Yes. Jesus walking on water. He did amazing miracles, right? That's an amazing encounter with Jesus. But I want us to remind ourselves what other encounters we can have with Jesus. Not just once. Not just maybe at Christmas and Easter. Or maybe our birthdays. Jesus wants to have daily fellowship. We want to be, let's not be robbed by having encounters with Jesus on a daily basis. And I just want to go through a list of what an encounter with Jesus may be like. We talked about Jesus' blood washing the sin. So sometimes when we encounter Jesus, when you read your Bible, I encourage you to read the Gospels. We've been reading Mark in our daily devotion. Matthew. That just gives you a window what encountering Jesus is really like. Sometimes Jesus can correct and rebuke us by the word of God. So sometimes an encounter with Jesus could be a gentle rebuke. Never think, oh, it's always just going to be lavish blessings. But actually, having a loving rebuke off the Lord is a blessing. Because he loves us so much, he wants us to be in his image. Hands up who can think of another type of encounter we can have with the Lord Jesus. Does it have to be the children? Yes, Sophie. Sorry? He gives us vision. Amen. He gives us vision. You see sometimes his people scratching in their head to go, what is my life all about? I don't know what to do. I might just give up being an office worker and be a lifeguard. I don't know what to do. And these people have these struggles. And we all have that struggle sometimes. What is our purpose? May God's vision for you be preeminent in our minds and our hearts. Don't miss out on that encounter with the Lord Jesus. He'll give you vision for your life. He's giving vision for this church. He wants to give his vision for your life. If he made you, he didn't make you without purpose. He's got a vision for your life. Amen. Can anyone else think of, that's one ticked off my list. Well done, so. Can you think of anything, other encounters? Yes. Healing. Amen. Amen. We've had testimonies in this church of God's healing. The word is full of testimonies of God's healing. And that power has not diminished. Amen. His healing is just the same as it is today, as it was yesterday and tomorrow. God brought Dorcas to life. God healed the woman who was bleeding for years and years. Are you having an encounter of healing today? He healed the blind. He healed the lepers. Any other encounters? Who could think of another encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus forgives. If you meet with Jesus, he can cleanse your heart. He forgives you. He forgives you. Amen? Who needs forgiveness in their lives? If you say no, you're a liar, I'm afraid. 1 John 1:19. Sorry, I've got my 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't miss out on an encounter of Jesus of gracious forgiveness. Even if you've done sin so bad in your life, you think, why on earth would God want to fellowship with me? Confess your sins to Christ and he will make you whole. Amen? It doesn't matter. Saul was a murderer and he sought God's forgiveness and he restored him. Amen. Lean on God for his forgiveness. So, he rebukes, he heals, he gives us vision. What else can God do when we encounter him? Sorry? He provides. He's the source of our provision. He's the source of our provision. Physically and spiritually. He is our provider. He is our provision. There may be times you're thinking, oh, where's God in all this? But he will meet our needs. Apostle Paul learned to be, he said, I'm content to be abased and abound. But he is our provider. Amen. Anything else? He delivers from evil powers. Frances has been looking at my notes again, hasn't she? He's a liberator. He's a liberator. He is a liberator. He is the best liberator on this earth. Some, you know, faithful people on this earth are trying to liberate people from wars, and but they will never ever accomplish full liberation because of mankind and the evil in this world. But God sets us free. Never think you have to walk around in bondage with sin and satanic influence. God sets us free. Don't miss out on an encounter with Jesus. Don't think, well, I had a radical encounter 10 years ago. That's my lot. God doesn't do rations. He doesn't do rations. Satan wants to think he does rations, but he doesn't. It's all about our mind and our heart. Do I want to fellowship with God and seek an encounter with him today? And what's important when we have an encounter with Jesus, it's his will be done. Yes, we can have things in our heart to pray for, but he will meet us and give us the encounter we need today. Amen? Amen. What else? He's our provider. He's our liberator. What else can our encounter with Jesus be like? You've been looking at my notes as well. Yes, Caleb. He's our helper. He is our helper. He's our friend. We don't have to come up with the answers, do we? He is our helper in times of need. He is our helper in times of need. And the word is full of examples. He met the Israelites in their time of need. When they were hungry, he fed supernaturally them with manna and quail. He parts the Red Seas. He is our helper and our friend. He is our shield and our protector. Even when we can face opposition, he is our protector and shield. I always use the analogy of Apostle Paul. He was a man walking in God's purposes. He had encounters with Jesus every day. There were times where he was on the high and on low. He was at his lowest point, or one of them, when he was in shipwrecked onto Malta. He survived a drowning, or he survived the buffets of the wind and the buffets of the water. And he gets onto dry land, and then a snake bites him on the arm. But God is his shield. Amen. We may face calamity, we may face challenge, but God is our shield. He is our anchor and he is our rock in times of trouble. And I know we've got testimonies in this place today to testify that. He is our rock in times of trouble. Are you encountering the rock of Christ today? Are you allowing the buffets of the world to sink you further down? Stand on the rock of Christ and you will be an overcomer in him. Amen. He builds. He builds. He builds his church. When we encounter him as a corporate body, he will build his church. Amen. Amen. The Lord shepherds. He is a good shepherd. He brings us, he refreshes us. That's the word, refreshes us. He gives refreshment. He brings us to still waters. He restores our soul. Amen. Are you encountering an refreshing of the Holy Spirit today? We can go dry sometimes, friends. Sometimes we can go a bit stale. But how long do you want to stay in your state of staleness? Have a refreshing of the Holy Spirit today. Draw on him. He instructs us. He gives counsel. When you've got big decisions to make, when you're wondering, what am I going to do? This is just not a nice bookend on the end of your bookshelf. This is the Word of God, which gives instruction. It gives reproof. It gives correction. It gives counsel. This is the living source of wisdom we need. Are you encountering God's wisdom on a daily basis? Or do you pick it up, give it a dust down, maybe once every 6 months at special occasions? I encourage you to counter the Word of God daily. Your life will change. The Lord Jesus, he intercedes for us. What an amazing God we have. Are you having an encounter with Jesus? Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He intercedes for us. He rebukes, he corrects, he forgives, he restores, he heals, he leads, he instructs, he counsels, he brings joy. He brings joy. He can even bring joy to the brokenhearted. His joy knows no boundaries. He refreshes, he intervenes, he manifests his power. He shields, he protects, he feeds, he sustains, he builds, he fashions us in his image. He intercedes, and finally, he loves. Are you encountering God's love today? Are you encountering God's love today? Now is the time to encounter God's love today. His love is just beautiful. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believe that the love of God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God wants to lavish his love on us today. Are you encountering God's love today? I trust you are. Finally, in 1 Chronicles 16:11, David says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Continually. If you're having a continual fellowship with the Lord, then you'll be having daily encounters with the King of Kings in the Lord of Lords. I trust, I encourage, I plead with you. Seek the Lord continually, and your life will be changed forevermore. Allow him to encounter you in ways which surpass our own understanding. Let's just pause for a prayer. Father God, we thank you that you love us, you care for us. Father God, that you're waiting at the door. Jesus, I pray that you will lead us to a place of just letting go of the reins and allowing you to lead our lives. I pray, Lord, that you will just break down any hindrances which may be in the way today to enjoy sweet fellowship with you continually. Father God, break down hindrances. Father God, I pray that you'll encounter each one of us today according to your will. Whether it's through an encounter of your healing, whether it's an encounter of your liberation, whether it's an encounter of vision, whether it's an encounter of restoration, whether it's an encounter of rebuke. Father God, We just say, have your way amongst us, Lord Jesus. Give us sensitivity of your spirit. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.